Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards. This is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Exodus chapter 23, verses 2 and 3. When you're called to testify in a dispute, do not be swayed by the crowd to twist justice. And do not slant your testimony in favor of a person just because that person is poor. Telling the truth is absolutely crucial in a healthy society. However uncomfortable and awkward the truth might be, it needs to be proclaimed and followed at all times, or society is in peril. That means we must not bend the truth, even when we are seeking to help vulnerable people. When I first read this verse, I thought it must be a misprint. Surely the greatest danger is of bending the truth because a person is powerful and influential. But in saying that we mustn't slant the truth in favour of a poor person, God is saying that we mustn't play around with the truth, whoever the person might be, and however vulnerable and needy they are. We all seek to tell the truth. We've been brought up to do so, and so we know it's the correct thing to do. But these verses are right in identifying the pressure of the crowd. If we have views that are very different from those around us, we don't want to stand out and feel stupid. If a particularly unpopular person at work is being unfairly criticised or mocked, it would be much easier to keep quiet than to stand up for them. But truth and justice will demand that we do precisely that. Our conviction that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life is not a generally held view. However, if we're convinced that it is indeed the truth, we need to be willing to share it, however hostile or offensive the reaction. Speaking the truth is our calling as Christians, whatever the audience, subject, or reaction. So let me ask you a question. In what situations do you find it difficult to speak the truth? Now let's pray together. Loving Father, help us to be utterly truthful in everything that we say today. Amen. So glad you joined me today, and I do encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is of course available at any time. I hope you have a great day today. God bless you.